Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, very warm welcome to all of you this evening. My name is David, and it's my great honour to bring the Munson Session of Rose to you this evening. Combined with the collaboration of Mike and Canada this evening, we're not taking you into London, we hope for the next hour and a half. We're going to take you to Tibet and Mongolia. So really enjoy what will be quite a unique collaboration between the Munson, Michael and Canada. Session of Rose on a screen in Tibet dates from the 15th century. It was one of Tibet's largest academic centres until 1950, with a population of over 6,000 monks. Following the escape from Tibet by the economist the Dalai Lama in 1959 and the ravages of the Cultural Revolution, a few monks were able to escape to India. In 1972, the monastery was re-established in South India in the Tibetan community of Bolingbroke. Now home to about 450 monks, Pashilongpo is once again becoming one of the major centres of learning. That's known for its religious and artistic masterpieces. During the English performance, there may be times when you feel a bit hesitant to applaud. I can assure you that both Michael and Canada, and especially the monks, would welcome the warmth of applause, even though you may feel at the end of the prayer it might not be appropriate. It is a performance this evening, and it's the only way that the monks feel the generation of compassion from an audience. So please don't hold back. Taking refuge and generating compassion. While chanting prayers and wishing ask the deities for their protection, the monks want to make commitments to their own vows of love and kindness. They pray for grace to relieve suffering from all beings, and the monks will ask for the protection of the Lama, the teacher, the Buddha, the Dharma, the sacred text, and the Sangha, the monastic community. These are the four things on which they rely on to give them the power to do everything for the betterment of all until we reach enlightenment. The distinctive long notes in the melody of this prayer are a special part of the meditation, and at the ringing of the kinshas and small symbols, the monks will reach a deep and eternal silent meditation. Filling their heart and your sense of being, this meditation ends at the second sounding of the kinshas.
Thank you. I
shopping, and completely different now. We're going to bring all into monks again for our next set. Involves some of the sacred palm dances or the chanda. And the first one is called Durga, the Lord of the Cemetery. And in Tibetan, Durga is a cemetery, and that means the owner of the cemetery. In fact, he's not just the owner of the cemetery, he's also a lord. This dance illustrates that however important you are, underneath you are still nothing but bones. By realizing this, you lose the idea of your importance, and you lose the wish to be great and influential. This dance also serves to remind us that if they die at any time, this naturally leads to a wish to help others and to stop committing evil deeds. The particular sound during the prepared during this chant brings to mind the importance of preparing for our next. Kunrich, all known. Inspector Wilson is fingers to play an important role in the vegetation of prayer. And Kunrich is the title of the widow by Kona, whose mandela or prayer release has been from hell. During the prayer, the monastery ceremonial costumes will use hundreds of gestures, each one illustrating the symbol of one of the 37 deities, which must be visualized during the meditation. It is said that simply to witness these gestures means that after death, you will not take rebirth in the lower realms. The monks in Kashiyoko Monastery have special experience in using these hand gestures or mudras. And during the prayer, the monks are using the guru or bell to symbolize their wisdom, and the dorje represents the method of skillful means. Held together, they represent the community of wisdom and skill.
Thank you.
were watching that prayer in the monastery, that's probably about 5 hours, such a prayer goes on for. We broke the screen. And we asked the monks casually how many prayers they actually memorized. We've answered it for about 300. The root of the line is probably second to be to learn. And this prayer is used by the Tantric practitioners, and most of us chose to specialise on the study of the sutras or texts, the two distinct areas of this study. It is used especially when people are ill. And first, the monks will purify ordinary water with a lit stick for the gods. They visualise the Buddha as if they were dissolving into a mirror. And the kata, a ceremonial staff, is offered to represent the house of the Buddha. Water is poured onto the mirror, symbolising the action of washing the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. While at the same time, imagining the negative action of a person's body, speech, and mind also being eliminated. The kata is used to dry bodies after washing and an offering of clothing to make, illustrated by the rich brocade cloth. As the mirror is raised again, the monks request the Buddha to leave and return to their own realms.
Oh.
Maxwell, R. 50,000. Following the finance of the Dalai Lama and escaped from Tibet, and during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, when three quarters of Tashi's Uncle monastery was destroyed, a few months later to follow him into exile, and the monastery was re-established in South India. The Panchen Lama was unable to leave, but went through a great hardship and imprisoned for nearly 10 years before his death in 1989. In 1995, according to Tibetan tradition, the 11th reincarnation of the Panchen Lama was recognized by the Sovereign of the Dalai Lama. Gedin Chepin Lima was born in central Tibet in 1989. Has been then arrested and his whereabouts this day is still unknown. Inside Tibet, it's now not possible for the monks to practice their religion freely, and even to see them taking part in council or dialectical debates is very rare. This form of debate is a very basic part of their training, especially in the Gelup or Gelabak tradition. And in Tashi Lumpur Monastery, they can go and debate the great state every meeting in the monastery outside the temple, when even the youngest monks will take part. Sitting on the ground facing his opponents, one monk will be standing for opposition, and while standing will offer the others offer arguments against him. Drawing on their knowledge of the scriptures, the discussion brings them closer to an understanding of the philosophical meaning of this concept. Part of their debate will see symbolism and specific gestures. For instance, raising the right hand is a legal sense of being impelled up to heaven, while pressing the left hand down reduces the next elements. In spite of appearances, the monks feel little emotion. In the scripture, it is said of the debater, he has a face like a lion, a mind that's no mountain. Seeing the subject of the debate is the nature of compassion.
Ah, I think, ah, I'm in the air, but it's cool.
the Wagner Times. And this is one of the best most famous Soviet artists, this book of all those people appearing in here, and it marks the victory of Soviet Union. In the 9th century, the last year, the Tibetan war was in Hungary, the Greek ruler, hungry for power, and intended to bring Buddhism in Tibet. He destroyed hundreds of scriptures, and monasteries and forced many monks and nuns to destroy them. Determined to subdue the evil king, a devoted Buddhist practitioner, Rama Rodo, rode the monks on a white horse, which he covered in black charcoal. Wearing the costume of a black hat master, he was able to hide a bow in one sleeve and an arrow in the other. And as he danced in front of the king, he portrayed the suffering of the king for hundreds of all. In the middle of the dance, he drew out his bow and shot the evil king through the heart. And in the confusion, he escaped on his horse, made it swim through a river washing away the charcoal, and reversed his black cloak, showing a white line, so escaped unrecognized. As a result, peace and harmony were restored in Tibet. This starts to clear both inner and outer obstacles and restores our faith in the Dharma for all those who witness it. Dancers carry in their hands a sacred diamond dagger to destroy the evil forces, and the human sculptor to draw attention to the importance of existence. Thank you. saw that in the monastery of these, from 15,000 in South India, to 30,000 for the last 2 to 3 hours. And yet again, remarkable piece of both endurance and strength. We'd like to invite Michael Canada back to America. Michael says again, it's a great honour to work with the monks. We'd like to say, Michael, it's a great honour for the monks to work with Canada and Michael. It's a unique collaboration. We've been very fortunate the last couple of years to work with them. It's a wonderful pleasure to Michael and Canada and America, which is unique in itself, because the two together is very, very special. Prayer for dedication. In concluding the spiritual event for the non-sufficient dedication, it is important to start the event itself with positive motivation. Originally, it would have been prayer vessels, but now rising scatters and offering as a gesture of gratitude to the Buddhist and safekeeping of merit which has been accumulated during the performance. Monks will say special prayers for the environment on one hand, and for health of mind, body, and beings on the other. Thank you. Congratulations, thank you. From the Monk's point of view, this day of thanks for benefits for organising the event. It's wonderful to join. I think it's been very, very special. To Mike and Chandler, who without this wouldn't have happened, a union of the set collaboration. We would only get it every week. It's been a small festival, so the Monk's all earlier to give it a day. So we have our 8 months to be with us. We have our meeting at the moment. Working on a wonderful sandbag hour down at the Royal Geographical Society. If you get a chance to go down, there are much more information for Mandela again tomorrow, and it gets completely destroyed on Wednesday afternoon at 3:30. So if you can get a chance to go and see both a wonderful Mandela and also a photographic exhibition is something that I think you get a chance to really enrich yourself again. And again, tomorrow night, we've got the Royal Geographical. And there is a talk by Ian Beck, it's called Mandela and the Sacred Geography of Tibet. It's still available, which we can tell you tonight. Again, it's coming out of our end, enrich London for the next 24 hours, so we're really, really, really pleased that we can share as much of this new culture with all of you today. It's only going to be. Thank you once again for coming. And we do have some retail therapy for those of you who have a chance. And both Canada and Michael and myself have been shocked with that at the time. But again, I sincerely thank you. The alternative, I think, for getting this time, is a word of thank you very much.
Please hang out for a while.
We have heard you there.
Thank you.